My utmost for his highest. December the 31st. Yesterday. In Isaiah 52, verse 12, we read, "The God of Israel will be your re-reward. He will be your rearguard." Security from yesterday. God requireth that which is past. At the end of the year, we turn with eagerness to all that God has for the future, and yet anxiety is apt to arise from remembering the yesterdays. Our present enjoyment of God's grace is apt to be checked by the memory of yesterday's sins and blunders. But God is the God of our yesterdays, and he allows the memory of them in order to turn the past into a ministry of spiritual culture for the future. God reminds us of the past, lest we get into a shallow security in the present. Security for tomorrow. For the Lord will go before you. Oh, this is a gracious revelation, that God will garrison where we have failed. He will watch, lest things trip us up again into similar failures. And they assuredly would do if he were not our re-rewarder, our rearguard. God's hand reaches back into the past and makes a clearing house for conscience. Security for today, for ye shall not go out with haste. As we go forth into the coming year, let us not be in the haste of impetuous, unremembering delight, nor with the flight of impulsive thoughtlessness, but with the patient power of knowing that the God of Israel will go before us. Our yesterdays present irreparable things to us. It is true that we have lost opportunities which will never return, but God can transform this destructive anxiety into a constructive thoughtfulness for the future. Let the past sleep, but let it sleep on the bosom of Christ. Leave the irreparable past in his hands and step out into the irresistible future with him.